We've heard a bunch from the standpoint of the urgency of the hour, of the necessity of assurance of salvation, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, the need to abide in Christ, that you are the church, that you must not draw nigh to God. We've talked about the how-tos of prayer and so on. And now then is the time for action. The history of spiritual revival is that they are born in prayer and they make progress raised by the Spirit. No soul is ever converted except as someone has gone through travail for it. And what might God's people do if they really believed and practiced prayer? And Pentecost fell upon a 10-day prayer meeting. And the book of Acts tells us of the powerful witness of the disciples through travailing, persevering prayer. I trust that that's what God is going to lead us to do. Mary, Queen of Scots, it said that she feared the prayers of John Knox more than all of the armies of Europe. What if we could be that kind of a prayer? That we would see God in action and that we would have that same tremendous force. A spy was hired to watch Martin Luther. And Martin Luther spent the night in prayer. And the spy went back to his employer to report that you might as well accept the fact that you cannot conquer such a man as this. The greatest difficulty in the way now of national and worldwide revival is the weakness in the present day prayer life of the great mass of Christians. And we want to be a part of seeing that change. When we were in Lausanne this summer, one of the most outstanding messages that was given by Michael Muggeridge, a man that is of great renown, one of the great literary individuals of England. And he's a former communist. His father was the first socialist representative to Parliament, a member to Parliament. And he spent many years in communist countries, particularly in Russia. And a few years ago, he became a Christian. And now he is calling Christians to action. But in fact, he says that he feels that it may be too late for action. And he shocked us this summer with many things, but particularly a little illustration that I want to share with you. He said when you put frogs into hot water, they jump out and you can't capture them. But you put them into cold water and put it on the stove and just under a little bit of heat and they get, of course the water gets hotter and hotter, but they're not aware of it. And he thinks that's what's happening to civilization. That you see pretty soon, by the time they realize the heat's on, they don't have the energy to jump. And you can cook frogs. And he believes that we have already entered the second decade, or the second period of the Dark Ages. The United States is the only nation that is preventing atheism from taking the world. You and I have a great responsibility. Now, we've heard a lot. We've been challenged a lot. We've been given tools to take back. But I want us, in just a brief few moments, to take our chairs, and they're apart so you can pull them apart, and I want us to go to our knees asking God to meet us personally, that we might be women bathed with the Spirit, and that in some degree, as God came upon those 120 in that upper room at the time of Pentecost, that in some way he would give us a portion of that same Spirit, that as we leave here today, we will go with his anointing, 140 women from the United States and Canada, that the world will feel the impact of what's going on here. Now, you don't have to kneel if you prefer not to, but I would just like to suggest that we go to our knees to kneel, to lift your head to pray as God leads, to pray as loudly as you can to make it, you don't have to scream and shout, but that we might all hear each other pray and just pray for a few moments as God leads. And then I'll direct us a bit as we close our time together in prayer. Whom shall I send as a messenger to my people? Who will go? And I said, Lord, I'll go. Send me. God is asking today, who will go for me? He is asking each of us, who will go for me? What is your reply? Are you ready to go? Are you available to Him for whatever He wants you to do? In your home, in your church, in your neighborhood, in your city. Some of you with the influence that will touch this whole nation. Are you available where you are? Can you say, Lord, I'll go. Send me. If you wish to say that, let me ask you just to stand where you are. Lord, I'll go. Send me. Oh God, here we are, standing at attention, just saying, Lord, I'll go. And we thank you that it's your responsibility as we make ourselves available to give us the ability. It's your responsibility to control the circumstances. It's your responsibility to provide the financing. It's your responsibility to do everything. As we just make ourselves available, that's all that you need of us. And oh God, as we prayed in the beginning, to recognize that we serve the same God that Abraham served, that we're called by the same God that called Moses, that you will do the mighty miracles for us that you did for Elijah, that as Peter and John and the disciples called upon you, that you met their need, that you anointed Luther and Wesley. And oh God, we just look to you to anoint each one of us to do the task that you have called us to do. The world may never know about what we've done, and we don't look to men for acclaim, but we just want to make ourselves available as a woman in the place where you have put us, that you might use us to reach our full potential for the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Lord, here we are. Send us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray.